Say goodbye to the hassle of lodging tax compliance with Avalara MyLodge Tax. MyLodge Tax simplifies managing short-term rental taxes and licenses. Let Avalara handle your lodging taxes so you can focus on what matters most, providing exceptional guest experiences. Visit MyLodgeTax.com to learn more. Welcome to another episode of the VRMA Arrival Podcast. I'm Alexa Schlosser, editor of VRMA's publications, and here with me today is Jeremy Gall, CEO of Breezeway. I hope you enjoy our discussion. Hi there, Jeremy. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Alexa. How are you?
I'm doing great. I wanted to start with you kind of introducing yourself to our audience, and then before we jump into any deeper questions.
Yeah, sounds awesome. Hi, everybody. I'm Jeremy Gall. I'm the founder and CEO of Breezeway. We're an operations and guest experience platform serving lots of clients in the vacation rental market.
Awesome. We're going to start kind of general here, broad. What is your view of the current state of the short-term rental market?
Yeah, I think super strong. This is a market that is always dynamic. And I think, you know, there's reactions, obviously, to the macro trends that are happening. I think this is an industry saw tons of growth as very applicable accommodation choice during the pandemic, which raised a lot of the awareness. Mm-hmm. And I think what we've seen is post that bump from the pandemic, awareness has remained high. There's been a couple of changes to the market. Understandably, people's travel trends and preferences are shifting a little. Yeah. But I think super strong in lots of ways for the short-term rental and vacation rental industry to take advantage of that new awareness over the last 5 years.
Yeah. So what would you say? I mean, we agree that it's strong, but obviously there are some headwinds and challenges. What would you say are the biggest challenges that property managers are facing right now in this environment?
Wow, there's a few, right? I think there's plenty of operational challenges. Maybe we'll start from the top, right? Mm-hmm. Which is that plenty of people, not just travelers, you know, it's not just that like traveler awareness for vacation rentals went up during the pandemic, but plenty of new homeowners came to market during the pandemic, oftentimes with unrealistic expectations around revenue that could be generated, how popular their home would be, how much it would rent, et cetera, what utilization would be. And I think that's a challenge to help owners sort of reset their expectations, depending on how familiar many of these owners are with the vacation rental market so that mm-hmm. they can understand some of these cyclical trends and some of sometimes you're up and sometimes it's a little down. But I think owner relationships and mm-hmm. sort of managing those expectations, that's a major challenge. I think another challenge that we hear often is that the booking windows have become shorter. I think that makes it a little harder for property managers and hosts to sort of predict what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. at their home. The labor market is also interesting. I think we're hearing a little less of that compared to years past about like how challenging it can be to work with folks, but still, you know, an operational challenge that many folks face.
So you mentioned a little bit the kind of role of the relationship with the property manager and the rental owner. Maybe it's obvious, but why is it now more than ever that these relationships are so crucial?
Yeah, this is, I think a couple of things, right? Like in the background, probably a little bit of a longer dynamic in history, first with VRBO and then as HomeAway, you know, rolled up listing sites and then certainly with a lot of the popularity that and awareness that Airbnb has driven, owners have more options than ever to rent their home on their own and self-manage their short-term rental. And I think there can be a misconception around the work that's necessary to do that in a really professional manner. It can be done, and there are There are plenty of self-managed hosts and owners who are professional and do an incredible job and sort of dedicate themselves to that because they love that. They love the role of being a hospitality provider and providing really professional experience, but it's very difficult. And if you're not doing that, and you're the kind of owner that's using a property manager, I think there's a misconception around how much work needs to be done and how hard it is. And I think there's a disconnect in how much harder it's becoming. Service is such a big service. The other thing that happened, right, as awareness of vacation rentals shot up, you had loads of travelers and guests who were now cross-shopping vacation rental and continue to, right? Continue to cross-shop for every trip, vacation rentals and hotels. But what that means is your expectations when you're there of how you're going to interact at the property, how well the property is going to be prepared, how clean it's going to be, the standard of cleaning, it's going to be clean. But the hospitality level standard of cleaning is very high. So guest expectations are higher. So as that service goes up, becomes harder. And I think that's one of the challenges. It's more important than ever to help explain to the owners, like, hey, so much work has to, we're working very hard on your behalf to service these guests and to drive this revenue. Nobody's sitting around.
So I guess pivoting a little bit to the guests and the guest experience, personalization is of that guest experience is really a common theme in the industry, especially as it's continuing to grow. But then there's also the significance of personalizing the owner experience in operations. I'm just wondering if you have any insights on that and why understanding the goals of that rental owner is essential and how that does affect operations.
I think it's huge because, you know, in any relationship, in any business relationship, expectations are so important. Understanding the other party's goals and what they're trying to achieve become critical to managing that relationship successfully, right? So that you can deliver the kind of product that you want and the kind of experience that you want to those owners. And so I think that expectation setting upfront, understanding what the owner's goals are, helping them get a good understanding of what asset management looks like and what an asset management program and a property care program looks like and how that works for them, I think is very important. And so a couple of tips on that is like very early on establishing with that owner, particularly if they're an owner who's new, you know, they're a first time, this is the first time they're going to hire a property management company or they've recently, you know, bought a vacation rental, really establishing upfront, you know, how important is asset management? How do you feel about utilization of your property, right? Are you trying to, you're the kind of owner that wants this rented out every night? And you understand that like your maintenance expenses and wear and tear on your home are going to increase. And how do you feel about long-term asset management? Make sure that you're on the same page and that they work for you. Then the next step of that is like personalizing the work you do to establish that level of trust and transparency, working relationship with the owner, that you really care for their home, you understand what you're doing, and then sharing that information back. It just helps maintain that healthy relationship. And I think all your listeners who've been doing this for a while, I would expect agree and understand that your best clients, your best owners, you have an understanding of what their goals are and what they're trying to achieve, and you have a healthy relationship. They have to have a healthy understanding of the work you're doing and that healthy level of trust.
I guess it makes me wonder about what's the right balance of, you know, personalization and customizing it for the owner and what their goals are versus what this industry ultimately does need, which is a lot of standardization and increased professionalism. How do you like reconcile those two things?
Yeah, I think it can be small things, right? Which is like, if I know what's most important to you, certainly in my communication, that's what I'll prioritize. And make sure that we're talking about, addressing those goals and those like hot button topics for you. I think one of the things, you know, many of our clients use Breezeway to do, which is it can be small things, right? But in the end, this thing that I'm about to mention, helping you set up the home so that when an owner comes and stays, you're asking the owner up front, hey, what are the three things? How do you like your home when you show up? Do you want the lights on? Do you want the lights off? Do you want, can we help stock, you know, the cabinets for you? Mm-hmm. Where do you want things? Like, what's important to you so that when you walk in, it feels like your home and you're really excited about how this is prepared? And you can take those small things, build them into your standard operating procedure, and make sure that you execute to that owner. And what you're really doing throughout that whole like mini story is just providing a great example, very tangible example to that owner about how much you care for their property and how good you are at executing to all these small details, right?
Yeah. I think it's interesting too, those questions that you ask. I imagine some owners aren't even thinking that they have a preference about that until they see it done in a way that they don't like, right? So for by the nature of you asking those questions, it probably sets them up for better trust. If they're like, oh, okay, this is something they've got, they can handle for me. It's not even something I thought about that I wanted the lights on when I came in.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think, you know, lots of people in the industry talking about the book, Unreasonable Hospitality, you know, as, you know, as Will talks about in that book, at the beginning, you can do outrageous things and you can listen to all the conversations and you could pull out one or two things to create this one or, you know, one or two highly personalized, very special, unreasonable experiences, right? But if you wanted to do that at scale and you wanted to make sure you were doing more than two and you were trying to accomplish that 20 times or create a, you need to create a framework to be able to do that. You need to create a framework of personalization so that you can match it with your standard operating procedure. And I think that's what's super fascinating. That's how, that's just one example about how some of our clients use Breezeway to do that for owners. But increasingly, I think this is a trend in the industry that we'll see more and more people, you know, understanding more about the guest. This is what the best hotels and the best hospitality providers are good at. And rentals will have to do the same.
So we've talked a lot about, I guess, the value that, you know, property managers, how property managers can demonstrate their value to the owners. Are there any other examples you can think of or ways to use different tools to enhance that experience?
Yeah, I think helping them, again, I think people use operations tools like Breezeway to do this as well, where they are helping people understand a little more transparency about the work. So I might be able to share with you, instead of just sharing with you my account, you know, my expense, the expense record and the monthly statement of how much revenue you made and what your expenses are, and you see them as like one line item on that list. If I can provide you more information about the work that's being done at your home, and a little more transparency, a little more information, maybe some photos of some of the work, how many times are we in your property, like things like that. You're just doing more to establish trust with that owner so that when you have a hard conversation, even if it has nothing to do with, even if all you're not going to have a hard conversation around maintenance, you may have to have a hard conversation about revenue. But what you've done is you've established a relationship with that owner that like, oh, okay, well, this manager, this My property manager does care about my property. They are on top of the details. I understand they're pushing as hard as they can on the revenue side. And there's just some market activity that's going on. It's just, it's not as popular a year. It's not going to be the same as 2022. And that's just how it goes.
As a vacation rental property manager, managing lodging tax for each of your properties can be a daunting task. The complex regulations and constantly changing rules can take up a lot of your valuable time and resources, especially if you manage properties in different locations. With Avalara MyLodge Tax, you can put those worries to rest. Our cutting-edge MyLodge Tax solutions automate the entire tax process, from obtaining licenses and permits to ensuring you have the proper tax rate, to filing and remitting payments. Plus, Our system will tell you which taxes your vacation rental marketplaces are collecting and remitting for each of your properties. This means you can say goodbye to worrying about over or underpayment and enjoy the peace of mind that comes with knowing your taxes are being handled correctly. So why wait? Visit MyLodgeTax.com to learn more about how Avalara can simplify lodging tax compliance for you. I mean, you mentioned Breezeway. Obviously, you're the CEO of Breezeway, but I'm curious if, you know, what Breezeway has on the horizon. What are you guys working on right now, the new products or services or anything that you want to share with us?
Yeah, we're working on a few things that touch upon topics we just covered. Mm-hmm. More flexibility and sort of brand forward ways to share owner reports. They're not, you know, just the accounting statement, but really establish like how your property is being cared for. Mm-hmm. And provide property managers with another tool in their sort of like toolbox to be able to share that information. That's something that we're working on extensively this year. We're also working on guest services and offers. Mm-hmm. So that you can put more personalized offers and services in front of the guest, whether it's, you know, routine things like early check-in, late check-out, or an extra cleaning, or concierge services, where many of the operators that we work with, you know, they are expert in their area. They have built longstanding relationships with vendors and attractions in their area, whether it's private chefs, airport transfer, snowmobile tours, surf lessons, etc. And it's a great way for them to, number one, deliver more to the guests because they've already established this relationship of trust because they're coming and staying. But it's a huge revenue driver. So we're really excited about that this year as well.
I'm curious. I mean, I've been asking most people that I interviewed these past few episodes, honestly, for the past year about AI. And obviously the use of AI is increasing in all industries, and short-term vacation rentals, no stranger to that as well. I'm curious what, you know, your thoughts are on it and if Breezeway is using it, and also just your thoughts in general about how AI might affect the industry, you know, currently or in the future.
Yeah. Loaded multi-part question. I love it.
I know. Yeah. I stuck it to you here at the end.
You squeezed a lot in there on that one. I love it. So I'll try and take it in turn. We use large language models and AI and advanced machine learning a number of ways, you know, internally for our team to help drive like product innovation, and then also, you know, built into the product that our clients can, you know, can see and interact and feel. And I think, so one of the things that AI is really proven, you know, very good at, and I think we're seeing more and more of these tools proliferate across, you know, all technology sectors, is communication and is like chat and being able to interact with people in ways that are just, you know, that make like the IVR systems on phones from 10 years ago, really foolish, right? And so we've built AI into our messaging product to provide suggested replies. We're building more of that and bringing that forward to message categorization, to automatically categorizing tasks, helping you match tasks with the right provider. One of the things that early on we did at Breezeway was by connecting cleaning, maintenance, and inspections, and in particular inspections. And this goes to some of the work that Justin Ford does with safety. In using Breezeway, you end up building a very robust and structured profile of the property. It has loads of property data. And this is the sort of stuff that AI thrives on. Right. Which is structured data. If it doesn't have, it's only as good as the data that the model can leverage. But if it has lots of information about what is your property like, you know, where are the TVs, where are the remotes, where's the lockbox, where's the breaker box, like how many bedrooms, what's the configuration? If it knows a lot about your property, if it knows a lot about your operation and what your brand standards are and what you're trying to accomplish. If our system at Breezeway knows who your service providers are and who your staff are and when they typically work and when how you typically assign work to them. Mm-hmm. All of these can be fed into the model to really drive a level of automation.
Yeah.
Is new to the industry. And that's what we are working on. That's what we have been working on, that automation. And that's what we continue to do. And so I think this year, over the next 6 months, you'll see a lot more of that come forward in the product. We've been working on it in the background. Some of it's been released in messaging, but more will come forward in the operation space. And I think as an industry, to the other part of your question, this will be very impactful to the vacation and short-term rental industry. This is a complex, multidisciplinary sort of job. Mm-hmm. You have to be very good at a number of different things, and a lot of them require like a decent amount of coordination and use of data. I feel like this is one of these industries that is so primed to take advantage of the sorts of tools like I was just describing, right?
Yeah.
Most of your listeners probably work with unique homes. They have whether it's one home or it's thousands, they have a pool of homes that are unique, and they are trying to execute to a standard of operations, a standard of property care and maintenance, a standard of guest experience from like service engagement and like the way they communicate to guests. They're trying to operate, as you mentioned earlier, in a standardized way, because that's the only way to be very good at it. And yet what they're dealing with are, you know, hundreds of thousands of unique pieces of information. Mm-hmm. So to distill that to one common thread to be able to actually execute. And I think what this will do in short is open them up to be able to invest more in personal connections with their guests, be able to offer more concierge services, bring the human element of hospitality forward by operating and using technology for a lot of the administrative work. Long answer, but it was a big
question. That's good. I'm curious, do you think that because the short-term vacation rental industry is relatively new, like especially in terms of compared to hotels or for instance, like does that put the industry at an advantage with utilizing tech and being quicker to like have flexibility to include tech in what they're thinking about for their business? Is that something that, does that resonate with you at all?
I think maybe not because they're newer, but because I think because of the nature of the business requires, I think the nature of the business is highly, highly local, right? Mm-hmm. Requires a lot of local knowledge, local connections, local vendors, boots on the ground. We've seen some companies successfully scale like national brands. Mm-hmm. But the industry is dominated by folks who operate in, you know, one local market or with one home or very few homes. And so it makes it very, very fragmented.
Yeah.
And I think what that means is there's just, and it's easy to, it's also easy to get into this industry, right?
Yeah, true.
The biggest players in the industry started with one home and then grew large portfolios over time to thousands of units. So the startup barrier to entry can be small, but then the competitive dynamic is strong. Right. And so people really gravitate. I don't think many of your listeners, I don't think much of the industry gets enough, as much credit as they deserve for how well they adjust and evolve with technology to take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would agree, it does resonate. I don't know if the root cause is that it's a little younger than hotels or it's just the way the business is different.
Yeah.
Market is different. The competitive dynamics in the market. I think it's a combination of factors that drive vacation rental to adopt technology at a rate that is different than other industries.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, obviously a lot of tech trends in the future, but I'm curious if you've seen any other trends that are maybe shaping the future of this industry that aren't necessarily super technology focused.
Yeah, I think I think there is a continued emphasis on service. which I'm a big believer in and have been. That was part of the thesis for starting Breezeway, that service is just going to become so much more important and really a distinguishing factor between property managers. Like, that's what will differentiate them both to guests and to owners. I expect that as a trend that will continue. Professionalism and professionalization, I think, is something we're starting to see more and more of. Prior to Breezeway, I'd started a company called Flipkey, marketplace for vacation rentals, similar to, you know, now part of TripAdvisor, similar to Airbnb, VRBO, et cetera, Vrbo. And I think everyone did a great job, like, pulling and getting all these homes online, and Airbnb did a nice job bringing, you know, opening that tent even further to bring in lots of hosts and smaller people. Now the objective is how to raise the quality
of
all of those folks and help them understand, whether it's through technology or just through education, which I think RMA plays a major role in,
right,
what it's like to be really good at this. Some of it is technology. Some of it is know-how, right? Some of it is just industry information and education about what it's like to be really good and communicate as a hospitality provider. I think that's a major trend that we are still only seeing the beginning of.
Yeah, that's exciting. Well, cool. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about? Any other trends or angles, topics? I feel like we covered a lot here. So
I think we covered a lot. We talked about owner retention and satisfaction and what that's like. We talked about unique rentals and sort of unique inventory and some of the stress that puts on the business. We talked a little bit about concierge experience, which I think is going to be a big trend. I think offers and upsells and sort of monetizing the guest experience is going to be a really big one, and the trend towards professionalism. So no, I think you nailed it here.
You nailed it, Jeremy. No, that's great. I'm so glad you're able to make it onto the podcast, and we'll definitely like to have you back. I'm sure Breezeway's always got something in the works, so I'm sure there's always something to talk about too.
I love it. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. We appreciate the VRMA, and look forward to the next time as well. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.